This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, yeah. It's Legal Tampering Monday on the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz, we'll be legal tampering with you until 6 o'clock. Ike, how you feeling, buddy?
Brother Spike, pretty good. Coming off the weekend. Saturday was a good day for me. Yesterday, I gave it all back. I'll just leave it at that. But it is Monday. And we're 2 days away from the new NFL season beginning.
Oh, yeah.
How quickly it has come back around. Mm-hmm. Jackie Baseball, don't worry. End of the month is your time. Holla at your boy.
Twitter's still down. It was coming back for a little bit. Now it's down again.
Oh, no.
It's down again?
I mean, can Elon figure it out?
Oh, no.
On Legal Tampering Day.
Yeah, here we are. Legal Tampering Day.
It's the wrong time for this, Spike.
Yeah, it is the wrong time for it. It is a big day on the WIP Afternoon Show, as it is Legal Tampering Monday. As Ike mentioned, the NFL league year officially begins on Wednesday, and that's when teams can officially sign free agents. But you'll hear about deals all the time today because they are allowed to talk to free agents, which I don't know why today isn't the free agent day. Seems like today is the free agent day, but I am what's the word I'm looking for? Apoplectic. I am sort of frustrated with you, Ike, with everybody else. It's like everyone is so green goggled up from the Super Bowl that we don't see. All right. So Milton Williams is gone, right?
Two-time champs.
Milton Williams gone. Milton Williams signed with or is going to sign with the Carolina Panthers, it looks like. And it seems like we're going to lose Josh Sweat as well, who, by the way, were the second and third best players on our defensive line this year. And by the way, Milton Williams was ranked by most as the best defensive tackle in free agency, and Josh Sweat was ranked by most as the best edge in free agency. And they're just going to be like, gone. They're just going to be gone, and we assume that everything's still going to be the same, right? Like, this was a team built on defense and the running back. Mm-hmm. Defense and the running back. The running back is coming off of 507 touches, and the defense has now probably lost Darius Slay, Isaiah Rodgers, Milton Williams, probably losing Josh Sweat, and I know what's going to happen. We're going to go bargain bin shopping to replace all these guys. We're going to go bargain bin shopping to replace Milton Williams. We're going to go bargain bin shopping to replace Josh Sweat, and we're not going to have the same defense next year, and we're going to wonder what happened, and it's because, like, I'm glad we paid Saquon, but we found $40 million extra dollars for Saquon, but we're not going to be able to find the money for Milton Williams or Josh Sweat, who were part of this number one defense. Look, Howie is a great GM, but didn't do a great job after the 2017 season, after that Super Bowl. Didn't do a great job after the 2022 season, after that Super Bowl. And here we are again, like in our own little world, making pretend everything's okay all the time as we lose talented players from the number one ranked unit in the NFL out the door, Ike. Mm-hmm. And I'm just sort of like, I'm frustrated and I'm a little bit worried about this defense for next year.
Yeah, I'm not worried just yet. It's still early. And as much as I can appreciate what Milton Williams brought to the table, what Josh Sweat brought to the table, I got to be honest with you, I don't think their play is irreplaceable. It's not like they had double-digit sacks or anything of that nature. They also benefited from the talent they were playing with. You know, and they're getting paid, and I'm sure Josh Sweat will eventually get paid. If you believe the reports out there that Milton may be getting ready to sign for $20 million a year, that's way overpriced for being here with the Eagles. And kudos to those guys. If somebody out there is willing to give you a big payday, go get it. Like, Milton Williams is probably, if he's going to sign with Carolina, he's probably going to be a three-down player in Carolina, right? So he's going to have to go down there, and he's going to be looked upon as the central figure of their defense, of the interior part of their defense. I haven't looked at Carolina's roster of late, so I don't know how much talent they have over there. So I don't know if Milton's going to be worth that amount of money to Carolina from a production standpoint. Here, he was able to play next to one of the best young players in football and benefit from that. Josh Sweat as well. Josh Sweat is somebody who's always been a hard worker, but I've never been overly impressed with Josh Sweat. Good player, solid player, but I don't know if Josh Sweat is a premier pass rusher. I don't believe him to be a premier pass rusher. And if somebody's going to pay him $20-something million for 8 sacks,
well, it's 8 sacks more than I see whoever's replacing him, right? Like, what
as
do we
now,
do?
Sign today?
Yes, yeah, as of today. Today. I can smell a Von Miller signing or some name of somebody.
Matthew Judon.
Bosa, whichever Bosa, which is the Bosa that's okay. Is Joey Bosa is the no?
Bosa, you're right, going back.
Khalil Mack's the one that's going back,
yes.
Right? Joey Bosa's still a free agent.
Yeah.
I don't know. 215-592-9494. You're starting to get a tinge of worry about the defense. Again, I remind you, we had the number one defensive tackle in free agency who is gone. We will have the number one probably edge in free agency who will likely be gone. And I don't see a path to replacing those guys. All the while, we gave, and I love Saquon, but we were able to hand 40 million. We don't have the money for Milton Williams or Josh Sweat, but we have the money for Saquon Barkley, who, by the way, was already under contract. I think there is a little bit of reason to, like, you mentioned the league year starts on Wednesday, and I'm going to request that everyone come out of the Super Bowl haze by Wednesday, because the Eagles have to be out of their Super Bowl haze by Wednesday, because the goal is to win another Super Bowl next year. So, I'm just saying this is starting off in a way that is making me nervous.
But here's what I'm saying to you. I think that this is still a Super Bowl caliber roster. Your offense is still intact. They still have opportunities to sign guys to fill holes, even if it's on a one-year sort of contract. Because here's the thing. The Eagles are an attractive destination, right? They saw what Saquon just came here and was able to do in 1 year and get to a Super Bowl, right? Zach Bond, 1 year, new contract, Super Bowl champion. Hell, Isaiah Rodgers was suspended 2 years ago. He misses an entire year. Comes back as a role player, you know, played a few games, gets a 2-year contract with Minnesota and a Super Bowl ring.
Bet on himself, yep.
He hopefully he didn't literally do that, but yes, he did. He bet on himself. He couldn't wait to get that in there. Yeah.
I'm sure we've made that joking before, by the way, but it's been a while, and it's a good one.
It lands a lot differently today.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm completely with you on that. I say that to say, When this dust settles, to me, we got to get Mekhi Becton back here. And it looks like the Eagles are going to let him see what the market is out there for himself. And maybe it's not as plentiful as he hopes it'll be. And maybe he decides to come back here on a 2 or 3 year deal that's affordable for the Eagles, because I believe he really wants to be here. So I look at the defense and I say, okay, where are we going to have to plug in at? All right, you need an edge rusher. You're going to need an edge rusher. Well, if I add a Joey Bosa or Matthew Judon or someone of that ilk to this defensive line, can I not feel positive about that? Like, there's enough other good defensive players here. I don't know how much our defense is going to suffer by not having Milton Williams and Josh Sweat.
Well,
that's really the point that I'm making.
215-592-9494. Are you starting to get worried? Here's the only thing I'll say with the defensive line is we can say they were able to play with other talented people, but if all of those other talented people are gone, like they're part of it too. Jalen Carter is really, really talented.
Sure.
But it's not like Josh Sweat and Milton Williams were part of that talent, right? I mean,
they
were part of the reason that, and who's to say that they didn't have some effect? Jalen Carter's a beast, obviously, but didn't have some effect on his success as well. So it's not like one. I think I could make a case that Mekhi Becton was as much a factor of being on a unit with a bunch of talent as either of those guys, right? Mm-hmm. Because that's a very talented offensive line.
Sure. Right.
So,
Breaking.
No.
Here we go.
All right.
The Patriots are the ones that signed Milton Williams.
So after the
Panthers.
Really?
Yep. So according to Rap Sheet and Mike Garofalo.
Crap Sheet, you mean?
Crap Sheet, yes. Yep. It looks like Milton Williams will be going to New England.
I don't like this at all. Because they're going to wind up with A.J. Brown somehow. Like,
they're not going to wind up with A.J. Brown.
I don't like this at all. Yes. The Super Bowl, the hangover has worn off on me. We do have a next question, so we can have a little bit of fun today while I'm being miserable. So it is Sharon Stone's birthday, Ike. She is 67 years old.
Sharon Stone still look good, 67.
I haven't seen any pictures. I would imagine she does. And she is part of one of the most famous scenes in movie history, the scene from Basic Instinct. You know this scene.
Oh, boy, don't we.
Jack, do you know the scene? Well, you've never used
it. I actually do.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's hard to forget that scene.
Have you seen Basic Instinct?
I have. I don't know why.
Wow, that is stunning.
I'm actually shocked you've seen Basic Instinct.
I think I had to watch it for movie appreciation in college. And I feel like maybe the professors wanted to watch
it.
Yeah,
I was going to say, that the professor might have been a creep.
The professor wanted to watch it.
In any case, for next question today, we'll take your sports point, but we want to know, give us a great legendary movie scene. Jack, do you want to start us off? Give us a movie scene.
Yeah, and this one is
so
for,
many.
There's just so many big answers out there.
Come
on. Hey, what's
come
the biggest
on.
One? Yeah! Who can forget in Lord of the Rings Twin Towers?
Oh my God,
we're doing this. Seriously.
Thing
when
again. The light opens and Gandalf and his cavalry comes flying down the
cavalry.
Hill. Whatever, cavalry.
Cavalry.
No, I disagree. I think it's cavalry.
No, it's cavalry.
It's cavalry.
Yeah, either way, everyone gets the point.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
They come parading down the hill, and they get in a huge battle to finish out the Twin Towers.
Was there a dragon in that scene?
There at one point, yeah.
Okay, all right. Ike, you want to give us
that is terrible.
You want to get that horrible?
Is terrible, yes.
You want to give us a great scene?
Yes.
All right.
So many great scenes.
Could you pick one that one?
So many great scenes
that I've seen.
Oh, I know both of you have seen this.
Okay.
Scene.
All right.
We got to go with Alonzo Harris, man. You know who that is?
From Friday?
No. That's Denzel from Training Day.
Oh, which
Alonzo.
Scene?
Oh, come on, man.
Okay.
King Kong ain't got leap
right.
on me.
All right. That's a great one.
That's my scene right
that's
there.
That's a great one.
Yeah,
that's my scene. That's a great one.
So many great movie scenes. Okay. That's the one that sticks out in my head. Denzel, Training Day.
So me.
I'm putting cases on all you.
You came really close there.
Yeah, mother, yeah.
Yeah. So for my scene, I'm a horror movie guy. And this is the movie I saw more times in the theater than any movie I've ever seen. And that movie is Scream. And it is the opening sequence in Scream with Drew Barrymore, where she gets the call and you hear, "Are you alone in the house?"
Yeah.
And she ends up hanging dead on the friggin' tree outside. But what I thought was awesome about that scene is you saw Drew Barrymore in the trailers. And this is pre-internet, right?
Yeah.
You didn't know...
That was it.
That Drew Barrymore would be in the first 5 minutes of the movie, and that was it. And Scream, one of my all-time favorite movies, but that is my favorite, the opening scene in Scream.
Scream is great.
Yeah.
Scream 2 wasn't bad. I was out after that.
I think they're up to 7?
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, Scream 2 wasn't too bad. But
no, Scream 2 was good.
Yeah. It was worthy of seeing, but Scream 1, I loved the first one.
All right. Talking about, it is legal tampering day on the WIP Afternoon Show and in the NFL. I'm starting to get a little bit worried about all the talent we're losing on defense. 215-592-9494. And for next question, give us a great legendary scene in a movie. It's Sharon Stone's birthday. Corey in Columbus leads us off. Corey, you're on WIP.
Man, you could tell Spike. I don't know what you did. Wasn't you the manager? You said it 100 times. Wasn't you the brand manager at WIP?
He tells us every day.
Wait a minute.
Used to run
I got bullied out of talking about that. And yes, I was.
Well, we need to bring it back today because speaking of bullying, Sniffles Lakin. I mean, gets the Clearwater flu.
Yeah, the guy takes a trip. It's like, oh, he was in Clearwater yesterday. He's not able to come to work today. It's weird how that happens. But yes, I was the manager here, Corey.
All right. So when you're the manager of a great program, of a great organization, you lose people, right?
Not me.
So if you're good, if your job, now you lose some people.
I didn't lose anybody.
I mean, some people left. I mean, I don't know if it's because of you, but people left. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Carlin left. Yeah.
Okay.
See how that worked out for him.
You know what I'm saying? So people leave, and you gotta replace them. When you're good at your job, you gotta replace them.
Okay.
See, I see Milton Williams. The Patriots just paid this dude $26 million, right? $26 million. Now we all saw Milton Williams play. He a good player and all that. Do you think he worth $26 million?
I have no idea.
Well, he's not worth $26 million a year.
Well, we can say that, but then also we just gave was Saquon worth $40 extra million when
damn
you had him
right
under contract?
Worth $50 extra million. Damn right he was.
You just told me. He was the only reason why we won the Super Bowl.
Last year. Do you want to go back in time and win the Super Bowl again last year, or do you want to win the Super Bowl next year?
Okay, but what I'm saying is Milton Williams played a role on the team. Like, the guys on the team, your main guys are here. You got to fill in the whole, like, Milton Williams' role. They're paying Milton Williams to go to the Patriots to beat Jalen Carter. That's what they pay him.
Right.
So our main guys are here. Who do you think that edge rusher who played the most snaps on the Philadelphia Eagles was last year?
Sweat.
Okay, and he's going to be gone too.
But okay, he could be. But what I'm saying is, I'm not. I'm just saying he ain't signed nowhere yet. You told me Josh Sweat was so coveted. I mean, where he at? Like we'll see. We'll see once the dust settles, when the ink dry on the paper, we'll see where he go. I'll say this. I believe that we can replace these guys and with the production that they brought to us. The offense is pretty much intact. We know that. So we're looking at the defensive side of the football. Darius Slay, he's still out there. I mean, everybody say he's great. Ain't nobody signed him yet. Okay, so Isaiah Rodgers left. You know, the start.
Slay might be coming back.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That'll be a good show, too.
Like, we got to see that. Also, Joey Bosa, he a great guy, but I don't know if we want him here. That's all I'm going to say. You know, I'm a Buckeye, but I'm big on culture fits, and I don't know if he would fit the culture of our locker room. He kind of gives me Jason Babin vibes. You know what I'm saying?
It feels like, Corey, do you not want another white guy here? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm all for the exciting white boy.
Okay, all right.
Listen, I'm a Buckeye, and I'm giving you insider information.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
He has some other things going on that he doesn't feel like it may not necessarily jive here.
Right.
Yeah, and I don't know if it would just vibe with a city like Philadelphia. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if it's going to vibe with a city like that's all I'm saying, you know. But, you know, and there's some other guys out there. You know, Draymond Jones, he got cut, defensive tackle, you know. He got drafted by Vic Fangio. Clint Hurt was his
coach. See out there in Seattle, yep.
Yep, so it's like we still got some guys. It's 2 hours in. We 2 hours in. Come on now.
Come on, Spike. Have some faith.
We ain't going to do that yet.
Somebody has to watch the store while you guys are still out partying on the friggin' parade that ended a month ago.
Our best additions last year came later in free agency. I mean, I know we got Saquon on day one, but we also got Bryce Huff. But if you look at it, CJ, GJ, I think came later in the week.
Mm-hmm.
Zach Bond.
Well, we know
later.
Zach Bond definitely. Well, he came, and we didn't even know he came here yet. Yeah,
right.
We didn't even know he was here.
So you know, let Howie cook. You know what I'm saying?
Let him cook.
Let, That's all. You know, he got some cook up in the pot.
Well,
you know,
I hope it's not like how he cooked after 2017 and 2022.
But 2017, that's different. 2017, a lot of those guys was older, and he ain't have the same core like we got now. Like, you ain't had no AJ and Devontae and Saquon on that team. So, hey, man, but I got to put this out there.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all saw the dinner. Y'all saw the dinner picture, you know?
Hey, I thought of you as soon as I saw that picture. I thought of you.
All I know is I saw the picture. Hey, you know what I'm saying? You know, I put that out there.
What picture are you talking about?
The one with Jordan and QB1. You know what I'm talking about.
Do you think Jalen won that in a charity auction or something? Do you think?
I think Jordan was like, I need you to continue to show me how you're being so great. Because, you know, me, I'm not doing as great in my second part of life. You know, I failed with the Charlotte Hornets, and I'm trying to continue to be great. So I'm trying to pick your brain.
Can I tell you something, Corey?
You know, Mike worth about $3.5 billion.
Yeah, he sold that team for five times what he bought. Yeah.
He failed.
Corey, give us a great movie scene.
I like always took mine. That's the one I was gonna pick.
Okay,
but I give y'all Shawshank Redemption. You know when the dude like crawled through and he finally made it out, put his hand in
the dude. Andy Dufresne, man, come on!
Wow, look at you coming up with a name.
Come on, man. Shawshank. That's one of the greatest movies ever.
But yeah, I give y'all that scene.
All right,
brother.
I holler at y'all.
All right, mm-hmm. You want to know the truth?
Yeah.
Never seen
Shawshank?
Never saw it.
Oh, my God.
Never saw it. Yeah.
Well, I guess I haven't seen John Wick, which is more...
Oh, I thought you were going to watch it this weekend.
No, I didn't get to it.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry. Believe me, that just means it's on the list for me to get to. Yes. Yeah.
Shawshank, more legendary than John Wick, but John Wick is pretty out there.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you say, Fritzy?
You've gone too far with the, you know, I don't watch anything that everyone else watched kind
it's just
of mentality. Yeah, a little bit.
No, it's not that I won't. I just didn't watch it.
You know what? I didn't catch that. You might be right, Fritzy.
Yeah, there's something.
There's a lot of everybody else watches it, so I'm not watching it.
Well, that happens.
Well, hold on. We all have that trait, by the way. You know, we're natural contrarians.
Yes. Yeah. We got to be talked into watching it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to think. I'm trying to think of the movies that everybody's seen.
Well, you've seen Breaking Bad.
I've seen Breaking Bad.
You ran on that.
I've seen Forrest Gump.
You haven't seen The Godfather.
I have not seen The Godfather.
He doesn't like mob movies.
I don't. They're too fake.
Yeah.
But I have seen Goodfellas, and I did enjoy Goodfellas.
Okay.
But The Godfather, no interest. I just no interest.
Come on, man.
No interest. I don't know what to tell you.
One and two, man. It's pretty good.
I just haven't seen it. All right. Coming up next, we will update you on a bunch of different players who are...
$26 million a year?
For
Newton.
What's the number? What's Ooh-wee. The overall number? What's the guaranteed number?
So it's not all out. It's just the first reports we saw were $26 million a year.
Okay. So there's no way. My guess is, I wonder what's guaranteed. You got to look at the guaranteed money.
Oh, he got 70-something guaranteed.
Oh, you think?
Yeah. Because if it's 26, that has to be a five-year deal. Four or five-year deal. So it's $100 million.
You
maybe
think?
60, at least
I
60.
I was thinking 50 or 60.
Okay, yeah. At least I'm going to go 60-something.
So if it's 60, maybe that makes it really a three-year deal, a $20 million. Who knows? We'll see. We'll see when the numbers come out. So coming in next, we will give you...
I came in wrong at the wrong time.
For sure. We'll give you an updated list of some targets that we had thought about for the Eagles on defense who are gone. And there are a bunch of them. One of them is... We actually yelled at the Super Bowl radio row, and he, as it turns out, not a future Eagle, as we said to him.
So liar.
Future Eagle, current liar. So we will give you all of that update next. This is the legal tampering day on the WIP Afternoon Show as NFL free agency opens officially on Wednesday, but sort of officially opens today. Isaiah Rodgers gone as well. Milton Williams gone. He's starting to get a little bit nervous about the personnel on the Eagles defense. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.